Welcome back. Parshas Bahalozcha, mitzvah number 381. It's an interesting mitzvah because it's not something that people ever thought about. Ever think about. Because first of all, we don't really have Pesach Sheni because it's only the time of the Pesach Mikdash. We have Pesach Sheni, but we don't have the big mitzvah. We don't really have it for people who are impure because the point is we're all impure. So none of us eat the Pesach, the Pesach offering. But mitzvah number 381 is that we should eat matzah and maror on the day of Pesach Sheni. That means that we would think that, you know, everything's the Gemara actually goes through. The Gemara explains that the only difference between the first Pesach and the second Pesach is that the second Pesach, when we have Pesach Sheni, when we need it, is that we're allowed to have chametz in the house. You don't have to get rid of the chametz from your house to have Pesach Sheni. But here we're seeing that Pesach Sheni is you also have to have matzah and maror, just like we have on the Pesach. The first Pesach, on the second Pesach, you also have matzah and maror.